Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We're back. We're off. We're running. We're caffeinated on a Tuesday. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. In a few seconds, we'll bring on Gabe Ramirez to talk some Bears. So, Jenks, I feel like this is a year of, in the NFL, where it feels like the upside down is now the right side up, where it's the Bills and the Chiefs who look untrustworthy. And now it's these new teams that have risen to the surface, whether it's the Colts, whether it's the Broncos. And dare I say, the Bears? I feel like every time I see their record, I feel like I have to do a double take. I'm like, this team has eight wins?
I know.
What?
I cannot believe it. I did not... like, I'm stunned right now. I look down, I'm like, the Bears won again. Eight of nine, it's just... Sometimes it's really difficult to break old narratives or things that you're used to. Mm-hmm. And even after that repetition, you're like, no. The Bears won again. Like, I think in my mind, I'm hearing lose or something. But yes, they are, you know, I didn't really buy a lot of the Bears hype going into the season, but they have been the real deal thus far. And Ben Johnson's done a great job. But you're right. A huge surprise. And I have to get into my thick head that these guys are playing great football, because they are.
I will say they've played a lot of close games, and maybe that doesn't bode well for their future, because eventually the pendulum's going to swing the other way. But, like, we're creeping up on December. Like, again, like, now we're starting to see, like, what teams truly are. So maybe we need to start believing in the Bears. So why not ask somebody who covers the Bears? Let's bring him in now. He is Gabe Ramirez. He is host of Inside the Fire on CHSN's The Chicago Lead. So let me ask you, Gabe. What should we be thinking about this year's Bears team?
Yeah, it's interesting. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back again. You know, this is a Bears team where when you look at the NFL in any given season, there are five teams that you can point to that can certainly vie for the Super Bowl. And then there's probably about 12 or 13 just bad teams. And then somewhere in the middle is where, you know, you find some hodgepodge of squads that could contend, maybe making it in the playoffs, in the hunt, might miss it by a game. And that's just where the Bears are right now. You know, a lot of people giving them flack for not beating good teams. There's my air quotes for you. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, if you're beating the bad teams, then you are a good team. You're just not one of the best teams. And I think that's what fans across the league are understanding right now in the present. Obviously, the Bears have a big test in front of them against the Eagles on Friday. And two of their next three games after that against the Green Bay Packers. So they're going to be tested, but I mean, the fact of the matter is Ben Johnson has the team playing well. When you're looking at their offense, they're sixth in the league in total offense, eighth in points per game, second in rushing yards per game, and then on the opposite side of the ball, first in takeaway. So that right there isn't a recipe for a Super Bowl, but certainly a recipe to be considered a good team in the NFL.
So when you look at the Bears outside of the job that Ben Johnson has done, the job Caleb Williams has done, getting better, but what is there a player or part of the team that is really stout that we're not paying enough attention to?
It's the offensive line. I mean, and you can look no further than that. When you're thinking about Drew Dolman, the addition at center, obviously a position the Bears struggled at for years. And then you bring in Jonah Jackson, someone that's familiar with Ben Johnson's offense. He came in from the Rams via trade. So it was that interior of the line that really needed some help. And then when you go to the tackles, Darnell Wright, another year under his belt as a starting right tackle for the Chicago Bears. And then on the left side, I mean, you got an undrafted free agent in Theo Benedict that came in and supplanted the guy that was there in Braxton Jones. And then you have a rookie in Ozzie Trapillo who stepped in to replace him on Sunday, getting his first start at left tackle. So it really is the offensive line. Getting Caleb Williams, who's taking way more sacks this year, more time to throw the ball, and then, as mentioned, second in the league in rushing yards per game. Obviously, the offensive line contributing there. So that's the group that nobody's really talking about. It's easy to talk about the sexy Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, but the fact of the matter is it's the big men up front for the Chicago Bears.
It feels to me that it's a narrative that's almost hard to break, in that people want to find reasons to tear down Caleb Williams. And I look at the Bears this year, and it feels very similar to what the Commanders did last year. But so many people love Jaden Daniels. And, like, granted, you know, maybe it was cleaner performance from Jaden Daniels last year. But is there a reason why the Bears couldn't get hot down the stretch and maybe make it to an NFC Championship game?
You know, to be honest, Chelsea, they can, right? To me, that's the ceiling for the Chicago Bears, right? I don't think it is Super Bowl. I think it's losing in an NFC Championship game. And again, that's ceiling. That's not what's expected in my mind. But it really is dependent upon Caleb Williams. When you're looking at this Bears team and how they've won over the last 6 or 7 weeks, it's not with stellar performances from Caleb Williams. I mean, he has a completion percentage that is near the bottom of the league at 54%. He doesn't take a lot of shots downfield. He just said it in his weekly press conference this week. He said, that's not my MO. That's not Ben Johnson's MO. That's not my MO. I don't like to put the ball in harm's way, which is obviously why he's one of the best in the league and turning the ball over, you know, very low interception rate. So I think Caleb Williams, people want him to be super, super sexy, the number one pick in the draft. Obviously, Jaden Daniels did a phenomenal job last year. He was the key component of that Washington Commanders offense. But it's Caleb Williams. If he can get hot, if he can duplicate performances like he had on Sunday, maybe clean up the completion percentage a little bit, have extended drives, then this Bears team could look very similar to a Seattle Seahawks team that can put up points, has, you know, serviceable defense, and a really good running game.
Yeah, this is going to be an easy answer, but when you talk about vibes, when you talk about culture, when you talk about bringing players along, how much different has Ben Johnson been from Matt Eberflus? I mean, we're talking like night and day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, it really is crazy. I got to be honest. I was one of the Bears fans that thought, okay, another offensive guru. We had Nagy. We had Trestman. We did this already. You know, is he going to have the gall? And I think the number one thing he took away from Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions, is that grittiness, is that toughness. And sometimes, as we know in media, you know, growing up in the ranks, right, whether you were an intern, whether you're working on your first show, you take something from everybody that you're in a room with. It might be an approach. It might be some phrasing. It might be, you know, dialect. But that's what Ben Johnson did in that move. So comparing him to Coach Eberflus, there's a huge level of accountability, not only for himself, but for the players. And I think he doesn't hold back in doing so. And he saw that in training camp with Caleb Williams. So it starts there. And I think the toughness of this team, this believability, and when your coach can put you in a position to win, there's been games where he's taken the ball out of Caleb Williams' hands and said, I don't care if I got a seventh round running back named Kyle Manunga, I'm gonna give him the rock because I feel better in winning a game doing that. And I think people understand that. People are saying, okay, this guy is not showing favoritism. And that's exactly what Eberflus did when they brought in Caleb Williams. They catered to him too much. And sometimes guys need a kick in the butt, not a pat on the back. And Ben Johnson is the former and not the latter.
All right. So obviously we're looking at some of these lines for the upcoming week. How do you think the Bears stack up against the Eagles? Because odds makers are giving Chicago 7 points in a game against an Eagles team that's been a little lackluster this year. Do you think the Bears can keep it close?
You know, Chelsea, I wish the Eagles would have beaten the Dallas Cowboys last week. So that way they could have been riding a high and then maybe we could have been the trap game. But I think, you know, they're going to be focused, dialed in. And the Bears have been the beneficiary of some bad quarterback play and some fortunate bounces in the form of interceptions and fumbles. So I think against this Eagles team, you know, they struggled on deep balls. The Bears have defensively. The secondary is really banged up. Obviously, Tyrique Stevenson just went down. They're hoping to get Jalen Johnson back. But I can see, you know, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown getting big yards over the top. And then Saquon Barkley, like, oh, my God, who's going to stop him, right? So I think it's sustained drives by the Eagles. I think the Bears will struggle offensively. As a Bears fan, I can't tell you to go ahead and fade the 7 points, but I can tell you that's going to be a good game. And I wouldn't put money on this if I was a Bears fan for your Windy City Monsters of the Midway. That's what I'd say. Eagles are a good team.
We'll see. We'll see if they finally look like a good team for an entire game. All right, he is Gabe Ramirez. He is host of Inside the Fire on CHSN's The Chicago Lead. Always great with everything Chicago. Gabe, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Jenks. So do you think that's a fair comparison? I wanted to ask you, are the Bears this year's Commanders?
I think it's more of the Patriots more than anything else, honestly. Like, I feel like the Patriots are the team that kind of came out of nowhere, and they've got this young quarterback. And also, you know, Drake May and Jaden Daniels were right there, just like Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels were right there. But I feel like the Patriots are a little bit better of an example just because they didn't go through that quick coaching change like the Bears did. I think it's just a bit of a different situation, but you can also make the case for the Bears, so it's not something I'm going to die on a hill for. But I would lean Patriots, but it's not a bad comparison. There are a lot of similarities there where all of a sudden you get a quarterback who finds himself, you get a head coach who can speak to a team, they get a different voice, all of a sudden they start playing better. So I totally get it.
For me, it's about the close games, because didn't the Commanders play in a bunch of close games last year and they won all those? And it's wild to me how, like, the Bears were the opposite last year, where they played in a bunch of close games and they lost them all. But this year, the pendulum is swinging the other way, and, you know, they're winning in these cardiac finishes. And it felt like the Commanders were like that last year, where it was always in the fourth quarter and Jay Nino somehow always pulled it out.
Yeah, and you know, I would talk to Commanders fans, and they would kind of give me some pushback. I was like, listen, I'm not saying the Commanders can't have a great year in 2025, and of course they have not, but in the NFL, you can't, it's if you know the league at all, you can't have everything go your way always. It's kind of like last year, the same example would be the Chiefs. Remember in one-score games, the Chiefs were like 8-0, right? Like, that's just not sustainable, just like it wasn't sustainable for the Commanders to keep winning at the end of every game. The league is too competitive. It's too tough. So if you play with fire long enough, eventually you're going to have some of those outcomes that don't go in your favor, and that's the point I was trying to make. It might happen for a season, when you kind of catch lightning in a bottle, but eventually things balance out.
Well, and especially for younger quarterbacks, because I think it's very easy to point to the Chiefs and be like, yeah, there's a reason they eke out all these close games, because they've won Super Bowls, you know, and they've been in these big moments. And also, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, it feels like the officiating always goes in their favor. But it's harder to point to like Caleb Williams, but like, well, he's the reason why they've won all these close games, because he has been good. But again, some of these games have not been against good teams. Hour three is next on the show. Our biggest takeaways from Monday Night Football. What do we make of the Niners? It's next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.